Welcome back to the front lines of freedom right here from Forgotten America. This is the Steve Gerber Show. God bless America for Monday, June 17, 2019. And here are three big things you need to know. The New York Times publishes an article announcing America is attacking the Russian power grid on a regular basis to warn Vladimir Putin about our capabilities. President Trump calls the article an act of open treason. Two, AOC says the Hyde Amendment that prevents public dollars to be spent on abortions has nothing to do with abortion at all. It's just more racism. Well, we'll get to that. And number one, several new polls show both Bernie Sanders and Joe Biden would win a presidential election if it were held today. Of course, we were told that the president had zero chance last time around. So it's more of the same polling all over now. And we've got, what, 504 days to go before we get to 504 days before we get to the actual election of November of 2020. But the polling shows that just about anybody would beat Donald Trump. Of course, we were told in 2015 that he didn't really intend to run for president. It was a publicity stunt. We were told in late 2015 he would get pummeled when we finally got to the primary season. We were told that when we got into the primary season, the president would have no chance of actually winning the nomination. And when he won the nomination, we were told that Hillary Clinton would run away with the presidency in November of 2016. So when I look at the polls like these, I say, you know, maybe I shouldn't take him all too seriously with 500 plus days to go for before the election. And you know what? I'm going to go with that. I often talk about those on the left going too far, trying to use the courts and judges and lawsuits to get the things done that they couldn't ordinarily get done through the legislative process. It happens all the time. And one of those I started to talk about on hour number one here today, and I want to revisit that, and that is the question of Enbridge Energy. Enbridge is a huge energy company out of Alberta, Canada. They're out of Edmonton, Alberta, Canada. Did $450 billion in sales last year, give or take. And they have pipelines that move energy all over this country in various places. One of those pipelines is known as Pipeline Number 5. Line 5 connects Michigan, its upper and lower peninsulas. And it's got energy flowing in both directions all the time. And Line 5 has been there for about 60 years, just a little bit over. It's never leaked. It's never breached, even after an anchor strike from a large ship in the Great Lakes this past year. The line did not fail. Enbridge, of course, has been maintaining that line for a very long time. And it sends oil in one direction, natural gas in another direction, propane goes back the other way. And here's why it's important. Enbridge made a deal with the state of Michigan with the last administration, the Rick Snyder administration, when he was governor. And before the Republican left office, they made a deal. Enbridge offered Michigan $500 million to build a new state-of-the-art engineering marvel, a tunnel 100 feet beneath the water surface at the bottom of the Straits of Mackinac, which is where Lake Michigan and Lake Huron connect, because right now Line 5 lays on the bottom of that water. And Enbridge says, listen, we can do it better. We can go 100 feet beneath the bottom of the Straits of Mackinac, build a tunnel that will go back and forth and connect the two peninsulas. It will be secure. It will be safe. You'll never have a leak. You'll never have a problem. And by the way, after we build this $500 million tunnel, Michigan, we're going to give it to you, and you can control it. You can have your own authority, oversight, however you want to handle it. Fast forward to the elections of November of 2018. The new governor, Gretchen Whitmer, has been an opponent of Line 5 to an extent for a while, saying it needs to be done better. We need to move faster. We need to get this tunnel built quicker. And we don't like the way that it was put together. We think that maybe there's some things there that may have been in violation of the law, But then she sends it over to her attorney general, Dana Nessel. The new radical attorney general in the state of Michigan says, I don't care what the governor does. I don't care what Enbridge does. I'm going to shut down Line 5. If they don't get a deal here within a few days, I'm just going to shut it down altogether. Well, the reason I bring this to your attention is because that devastation, that disruption, would be felt far beyond the state of Michigan. A permanent shutdown of Enbridge's Line 5 oil pipeline would have an impact throughout the region, also in Canada, several states, several refineries. And here's a map of Line 5. You see it runs from Superior, Wisconsin, across Michigan's Upper Peninsula, south under the Straits of Mackinac, and then on to Ontario. Now, Enbridge has gone to court here recently, trying to force the state of Michigan to honor the deal that was signed and executed with the previous administration. We'll see where that goes. It's in Michigan courts right now. But here's the path of the pipeline. And this is from a very good writer, Chad Livengood from Cranes Detroit. It's a business publication. And he outlines this one. I want to share a little bit of what he wrote here so you have a full understanding. Enbridge's Line 5 pipeline carries 540,000 barrels of light crude and natural gas liquids daily from the start of its Lakehead pipeline in Superior, Wisconsin, to refineries in Sarnia, Ontario. The oils come from Alberta, Canada. They also come from the Bakken oil fields in North Dakota, Montana, and Saskatchewan. And from there, the light crude can continue to refineries in Ontario, Quebec, or go south to Detroit and Toledo. Enbridge's Line 5 pipeline originates in Superior, Wisconsin, traveling 645 miles across both of Michigan's peninsulas, connecting the St. Clair River into Sarnia. And like I said, it comes from tar sands. It comes from Alberta. Michigan contributes 10,000 barrels a day in northern Michigan in Lewiston. And it carries 544,000 barrels of light crude daily. But not all the gas goes to Canada. Other pipelines distribute the crude oil to the Marathon Petroleum Refinery in Detroit, the PBF Energy and BP Husky refineries in Toledo. The oil also travels east to other Enbridge pipelines to Valero refineries in Montreal and United Refinery in Warren, Pennsylvania. In fact, all told, I want you to hear this. This is critical, and this is why these environmental justice warriors imposing their will, and Michigan has a strong attorney general, which means she is an elected official. She cannot be removed by the governor. The pipeline's crude oil capacity amounts to 42% of the 1.3 million barrel daily refining capacity at 8 refineries in 3 U.S. states and 2 Canadian provinces. The price of oil, gasoline, and propane would skyrocket. Propane, Michigan is the number 2 user of propane, second only to California. Propane flows back and forth in this pipe as well. It would mean replacing the pipeline, which again has never failed, with thousands of trucks and tens of thousands of rail cars that don't actually exist at this time. The disruption across Michigan, Ohio, Pennsylvania, Ontario, Alberta, it would be devastating, and we have one single person, one attorney general in the state of Michigan, threatening to do exactly that right now. This is where your environmental policy has gone off the rails, completely off the rails. Because if one person can shut down an entire operation that's been going on since the 1950s with legal leases, legal easements, deals with previous administrations because she doesn't like it, it is anti-energy, we have a much bigger problem going forward because it means that these sorts of radical environmentalists in the right position can shut down the entire energy capacity of the United States. I want you to think about that today. Line 5, one stroke of the pen. It's 14 after on the Steve Gruber Show. More on this in hour number 3.
The Michigan Chamber of Commerce, celebrating 60 years of being the leading voice for business.
I'm Jim Holcomb, Executive Vice President of the Michigan Chamber of Commerce. A crucial role of the Michigan Chamber is to listen to our members, gain an understanding of their business challenges, and provide real solutions to help them succeed. For the past 60 years, the Michigan Chamber has delivered powerful advocacy and business solutions on behalf of our 6,000 members who represent over 1 million employees across the state. As a member-driven organization, we keep our members at the center of all we do. We are proud to be the leading voice of business in Michigan. And together, we can make a difference to ensure Michigan is the best place to create jobs and support free enterprise.
Join the Michigan Chamber of Commerce today at michamber.com. The Michigan Chamber of Commerce, the leading voice for business, moving Michigan forward.
Hey, parents, do kids think you're out of touch because of the way you dress?
Yes.
Well, say hello to instant style with Fashion On. Just spray Fashion On whatever you're wearing and look cool in an instant. Turn orthopedic shoes into vintage high tops, pleated khakis into skinny jeans. Even clip-on ties become fly gold chains. Just spray, let it dry, and presto.
What about my fanny pack?
You mean your hip MP3 player?
Wow.
What about my bifocals?
You mean your hot pink shutter shades?
Hey, I can't see.
But your kids can see you, and trust me, they see fashion.
Thanks, Fashion On.
Fashion On is not available in stores because it doesn't exist. But that's okay. You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. Because kids in foster care don't need perfection. They need you. For more information on how you can adopt, go to AdoptUsKids.org. A public service announcement from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt Us Kids, and the Ad Council.
You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. There are thousands of teens in foster care who would love to put up with you. Call 1-888-200-4005 or visit AdoptUsKids.org for more information. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and